What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Nashville, you like myself, is Coach Will Wade. We're looking good, man. I'm glad you're back, brother. Long time, man. You should right where you need to be, my brother.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. It's exciting. And, you know, you miss when you're out. You miss not having a team. You miss not being around the guys. So it's been fun to get back in the gym with the guys this summer and spend some time.
I know that's right, man. I ask you about my niece, man. I feel like you all are growing down there, man. With Coach Goff on the football side, you on the basketball side. He's been AD, man. You all are doing some great things down there in Lake Charles. But tell us about when you kind of look at the landscape and saw what my niece is all about. To say, hey, man, this is a good opportunity for me and my family.
Well, I think you hit it. I mean, we've got great leadership. We've got an incredible athletic director who used to coach. Like any of AD you can get who used to be a coach, I think is a huge advantage. But Coach Schroyer is phenomenal. He hired the football coach who you mentioned, Coach Goff, who's done a great job. He's rebuilding that. They're going to have a winning season this year and kind of take off. And look, we've got ready-made facilities. We've got tremendous facilities. We host a conference tournament. We have a lot of built-in advantages. Now, we've got to take advantage of those advantages, and we haven't necessarily been able to do that in the past. But we've got tremendous leadership with our athletic director. We've got tremendous facilities. We've got tremendous funding. Our funding's towards the top of the league or at the top of the league in men's basketball. And so, and when you have all that, it's on us to make it happen. It's on me and my staff to make things happen and make it work.
And we'll talk about your staff, man. I think you put together a great staff. I knew BC when he was at Texas Southern. I knew him pretty well. What about your staff, man? How quality guys who you can trust who are about the vision and mission of your program and seeing things, how you want to do things, man?
Yeah, I've got a great staff. They've all been with me before. You mentioned BC, Coach Chambers. He was with me at LSU. Then he was at Texas Southern before and after that. He's been at Nevada. He's been a bunch of different places, but really, really good coach, really, really good with the players, extremely organized. Vernon Hamilton, we actually went to college together at Clemson. He was at Georgetown this past year. Before that, he was with me at LSU. He played for a while. He played overseas. He played in the NBA, played in the G League. So he's been around. He's tremendous with player development, tremendous with player relationships. Really, really good on the court, especially on the defensive end of the ball. He's still second all time in the ACC in steals wow. from when he was at Clemson. So really, really good defender. Then my other assistant is Sean Forrest, who was at University of Memphis last year. He's been a bunch of different places. Somebody I've known for a long, long time. Really good guy. And then Nick Flory, who was with me at LSU and was at Link Academy this past year. He's my director of ops. And Brady Jones, who was with me at LSU, who was at TCU this past year. He's my video coordinator. And then I've got two former players that are GAs and working for me. One played for me at Chattanooga. One played for me at LSU. So, you know, look, we've got a lot of guys that are familiar with how we do things, what we do. It's made it a little bit, it's made it a lot smoother actually as a transition, because everybody knows what we're doing and what we're about. And, you know, and so we've got really, 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 really good folks with us. I've got a special assistant to the head coach who played for me at LSU, who's very, very helpful as well, Reed Vial. So, you know, we have a good staff. You know, you're only as good as your people, and you got to have good players and good staff. And we've got that.
I hear that, man. And I'll tell you about your team, Will, because I know you brought in a bunch of guys, man. So this summer was a lot of install more, or you still kind of went with, we want to get these guys better before you kind of do install with classes start here in a few weeks.
Yeah, we start classes actually on the 14th. So coming up.
Wow, even earlier. Wow.
Yeah, we start really early. But we a little bit of both. We did, you know, kind of the beginning of our weeks were individual development, getting better. And then we did some team stuff on Tuesday where we would do more team building, take them out to do a group activity, spend some time as a group and as a team. And then at the end of the week, we did more team stuff on the basketball court. So really Monday, Tuesday would be individual work, individual development. We did a team activity Tuesday nights, and then Wednesday was a light day. And then Thursday and Friday, we did more team activities and on the court and trying to install and trying to get our systems in place. So, you know, we've got a lot of our man offensive stuff in. We haven't worked on any of the zone stuff. We've got our man defensive principles in. We haven't added any kind of, we hadn't added any of our spice to it yet, any of the trapping and any of the pressing and some of that. We've got the base of what our defense is in. And so, you know, when we get back on the 14th, we'll start adding to it and trying to get a little bit better in those areas and build on the foundation that we have.
Now, Will, how much do you show your guys NBA footage? You know, I'm an NBA guy. So how much do you show them stuff like Denver and what Miami does, and see, kind of get some concept to show those guys like that they're doing what we're trying to teach you as well? So how much do you kind of mix in that in between what you all do as a team already?
Well, we did a lot, you know, while the playoffs were going on, when we were in school this summer and in the fall, I mean, in the spring a little bit, I did a lot. I'd say, hey, did you see this clip? Did you watch this? Did you see this? This is similar to what we do. This is kind of similar to things that we've done. And so I would do that. I'd do that a little bit then. And we'll do that when the season picks back up. In fact, yesterday I texted one of our shooters, a Steph Curry shooting drill that I saw on Twitter or whatever. Somebody sent me on Twitter. So I try to do that stuff if it backs up what we're doing or it goes with what we're doing and what we're about. And so we do that as much as we can. I love watching the NBA. I enjoy watching it. I think it's great basketball. The spacings, you know, some of the stuff's different just because the rules are different. I tell people all the time, it's the same sport, but it's a totally different game. Just because of the spacing and just because of the court dimensions. And, you know, nobody in the NBA is taking charges because they don't want collisions at the rim. Well, in college, you got charges everywhere. So maybe they're cleaning that up. They changed the rules. So we'll see if they're cleaning that up. But, you know, it's all our guys want to play there. So you might as well try to show them those things and help them get there and help them get better.
I would tell Will, also, there's a difference in my opinion for being in it. You all can actually zone up for real. We kind of fake zone for a little while, 3 seconds. But you all can actually really zone up and say, no, this thing is the part of the court away. Decide what you're going to do. The NBA, you got to get out of that lane. So it's kind of, you really can do it for a little while. If they call it a few times, then you'll stop it. But, you know, you all can actually zone up for real. That's the difference. That's just out to be ball time. Real zone for real, we can't do that for real. But you all
that's exactly right. The defensive 3 seconds is the biggest difference. Because you can't just plop people at the rim. I understand why the NBA does it. They don't want the backup center taking out a star player, which is 100% the right. I mean, people didn't come to watch the backup center. They didn't pay to watch the backup center. It's 100% the right way. If college basketball is a little smarter, they'd probably change some of their rules with it too. Where you could see the star players more and do more with the star players. But you know, it is what it is, and it's fun. It's unique to watch. It's fun to watch. You know, the college game mirrors more the European game. If you watch some of the Euro League and some stuff from overseas, the spacing's a little bit more similar. The rules are a little bit more similar. The 3-point line's a little bit more similar. So everything's a little bit easier if you watch things overseas as opposed to the NBA, which we watch some of that as well.
100% with the World Cup coming up here with FIBA. So there's a lot of that here going forward here, man. That's just, man, you kind of alluded to it, man. How cool is it trying to build a thing from scratch, man, establishing your culture? I think I saw you do your work at Chattanooga. I saw you for years do your thing, man. But isn't it fun when you get a chance to just come from scratch and really just mold it all together and see it all come to fruition on the court, man? That has to be fun for you.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, look, we haven't been in the NCAA tournament in 20 some odd years. We hadn't had a winning season in over 10 years. Not even like winning season in conference or overall. So, I mean, you know, we got a lot of stuff we can mold. But no, it's exciting to be able to take something over and put your own stamp on it and try to make it your own for better or worse. And you know, I've been it's been, people have asked me, you know, how's it been? I've loved every minute of it. Like, the players have been great. They're very receptive. They're very coachable. They do what we ask them to do. You know, they're trying their tail off. It's on us to put them in the right positions, but they try their hardest to do what we ask them to do. And so it's been fun and to be able to kind of build it from the ground up. I mean, we've only got 3 players from last year's team on this team. We'll have 10 new players. You know, so I mean, it's going to be molded how we want it. There's no excuses. We're either going to make it happen or not. And so, I'm excited about that. I think we've got a good team and a good group and a group that's going to be able to make them some things happen. But it's been exciting to be able to build it from the ground up, mold it, but it's a team effort. I've got a great coaching staff, as I alluded to. I've got a great administration with Heath, Bridget Martin. She's my sport administrator. She's our compliant. I mean, senior women's administrator and compliant. I mean, we've got great people. We got a great team. It's not just me. And so that's what's been so fun, is being able to collaborate and work with all these other folks and try to build this program and get it where we want it to be.
And Will, how was scheduling for you this time around? I know people thought you all might be down. Were they scared to play you this year, man? They know how good a coach you are. So how was that for you and your staff trying to get these games together?
It was a challenge. You know, we've got to bring in a certain amount of money. We still got to pay the bills. So we got to bring in a certain amount of money. We were able to play Michigan, UAB, and VCU. We got turned down quite a bit. My scheduling guy, BC, you know him. He's like, golly, coach, I've never been turned down this much. I said, that's part of it, man. Just keep going. But we were able to get those games scheduled. We found an MTE, which was really difficult, at Louisiana Tech. And then, you know, we scheduled some non-division ones and filled in with some home games. Luckily, I mean, we were very fortunate. The previous coach, John Aiken, they went on the road last year, played at Tennessee Martin. They played at Southern Miss. And so we have both of those teams returning, you know, to McNeese this year, which is really good. And then we have a contract game with University of Louisiana Lafayette. We got them returning to McNeese as well in a 4-year contract. So we were fortunate, you know, that we had 3 games already scheduled at home. We've got, you know, we've got the, we got the 4 non-ones, and then we've got a game at Western Carolina we had to return. And then we've got the MTE, and then we've got the bye game. So it was a challenge. It took us 3 or 4 months to get it done. And we worked on it diligently, probably an hour or two every day. And so it was a challenge, but we got it done, and it's a good schedule, and it'll suit us well.
Yes. I know from sitting in some offices with guys like yourself, man, I know how hard the schedule is. I've heard all the lies.
I tell people all the time, the only time coaches lie more than recruiting is in scheduling. The only time they lie more than recruiting's in schedule. That's why I handle a lot of it. I'll just say, look, put me on the phone with your head coach. I'm not talking to the assistant. Like, if you want the game, we'll have the game. We'll schedule it, you know, right now. But if not, we're not going through this back and forth and all this crazy stuff.
Now, I won't say who it is, but I did help get a game schedule this year, coach. I won't say who it is, but my relationship with these guys helped get some squared away. So I'll tell you offline which one it was. But yeah, I had to help a little bit this year.
I like it. I appreciate it. We need all the help we can get.
Yes, man. And you know, Will, let me ask you this, man. Like, the recruiting footprint of Lake Charles, man, draw a circle around there, get east, west, or north, man. You got talent forever. So I'll talk about trying to build a wall around Lake Charles as well, and using the national brand up, it needs to get guys who fit your system to come down there as well once, you know, get this thing going. Did that down the road here, man.
Well, you know, Texas is a huge state. Louisiana produces a lot. Louisiana doesn't necessarily have the high-end talent for the high majors, but they have a lot of mid-major talent. There's a lot of kids in Louisiana that are very, very good mid-major players, which is huge. And then we go to Texas. I mean, we're 2 hours from Houston. We're 5 hours from Dallas, there's players every corner you turn to in those cities. There's really, really good players. We got a really, really good freshman out of Dallas this year. Going to be a dynamite player for us, played at Kimball, won a state title, one of the best programs in Texas. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff there regionally. There's some good local players outside of Lake Charles this coming year. There's a couple good players. So, you know, we got to control our area as best we can, and then we can expand out and go out from there, especially with the transfer portal and seeing what's in that portal. But certainly, you know, within Louisiana and then the Houston and Dallas area, that East Texas area, there's a lot of good guys. There's a lot of good junior college basketball. You go over to Mississippi, and then in Texas, there's a lot of good. The Panhandle of Florida is not far from us. You know, there's a lot of good JUCO basketball as well. So those are areas that we're going to certainly target and look for.
Now, Will, do you feel with the COVID year still being out there and how they're just kind of trying to look for guys that just don't come out, he's like crazy almost, so you can get you a better quality high school guy than you usually could at a McNeese than you used to?
Yeah, I think you can get a very good high school guy. I think you can get a very, very good junior college kid early because people are just not recruiting the junior college kids because they're waiting on the portal and waiting for the portal. And by the time they turn to JUCO kids, it's after the portal season's already ended. So I think if you do your homework and do your evaluations right, you can get a really, really good JUCO kid early on in the process. And I think you can find some really good high school kids too. A lot of schools aren't even recruiting high school kids. So I think you can get some really, really good high school kids early on as well. So we're going to target those guys and look for those guys and certainly see if we can sign a few of them this fall.
Now, Will, how much film have you watched on your conference so far? I know you're trying to deal with your team and build your team and go out in community and sell the program, but how much are you kind of focused on watching film of, like, all the teams in your conference who the Southern College is really, really tough conference? People don't realize how tough it is, but it's really a tough conference.
Yeah, I haven't a lot because there's been so much turnover. So there's five new over half the league has new coaches. I'm new. The coach at Northwestern State's new. The coach at Nichols new. The coach at UIW is new. The coach at A&M Corpus Christi, who won the league last year, he's new. So, I mean, that's five new coaches in the league. And so everybody's going to be a little bit different. And then, you know, there's just a ton of new players in the league. New Orleans has a bunch of their guys back and they have their coach back. Southeastern Louisiana has a bunch of their guys back and they have their coach back. I think both those teams are going to be, going to be very good and challenge at the top of the league. But, you know, we'll watch some of that in the fall as we get going. But everybody's got, you know, new coaches, ton of new players in the league. I think Northwestern State played Corpus Christi last year in the league title game, the conference championship game. I think all 10 starters are either transferred or graduated. I don't think there's one starter back from either team. And so it's just one of those deals where it's a transient league. It's in and out. You know, you're going to lose some, you're going to pick some up. That's just the way it works. That's just the way it is. And so, you know, I'll focus on that as it kind of comes into clearer picture as we get into the season. But we're going to try to focus on ourselves, be the best we can be, and then we'll see what the rest of the league has to offer as we move forward. But there's going to be some good teams. There's some good coaches. It'll be a challenge.
Last one for you, Will, man. Tell me some good food spots in Lake Charles, man, that you've already you and your staff have kind of figured out so far, man.
We've got the most famous po' boy spot in Louisiana called Darryl's Po' Boys.
Okay.
Incredible. We've got a ton of good restaurants. I eat about 5 days a week at this place called Southern Spice for breakfast and lunch. And we got Nina P's is really good. We got a place Mazin's that's high end. We got a lot of good stuff, man. I mean, it's good food. I lost all that weight after I left Louisiana. Now I've put the weight back on now that I'm back in Louisiana. So that's the way it goes.
It's some great food down there, man. I'm trying to get down and see you play, man. I was telling Coach Goff, man, as long as like, I figure the Hawks schedule, once I figure out the schedule of the Hawks, I'll be able to figure out if I can come down and see you all play, man. I definitely want to cheer you on, man. You're a natural guy like myself, so I'm being your corner, man, always, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today.
Anytime. We appreciate you, brother. I'll see you soon, man.
See you now.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King. Mm-hmm.